Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's bring in Kelly Lindquist, president of ArtSpace. That's a nonprofit real estate developer of artists' housing. Kelly, first, you've been to the Bell Foundry. You told us, you know, you don't know. It could be a land grab. It could be violations. But you agree that there are dangerous artist spaces across the country.
Yes. I'm sad to say that is true. Let's say in cases where we started out 30 years ago in Minneapolis and St. Paul, I will say I went into a number of buildings where I myself walked in and thought, wow, there are children here. There were doors that were propped open that were supposed to be shut. There were other doors that were exit doors that were locked and chained shut. And that's why part of my drive to start ArtSpace and to create this nonprofit that owned and operated buildings where artists can be safe and live affordably permanently.
When you talk about using real estate, what happens? You buy the buildings? What happens?
Right. So in some cases, governments will give us building sites or we will buy sites. We almost always totally gut it and renovate it. But we always, of course, favor the codes that create a safety element for the artists that will be working and living in there.
But how do you keep it affordable? That's why people are gravitating towards these non-regulated buildings.
Right. So let's just take, for example, a project we're doing in New Orleans right now. It's two beautiful old buildings, about 100 years old each, and we are using state historic tax credits, federal historic tax credits, low-income housing tax credits, and bonding dollars. As long as we go ahead and permanently keep this affordable for low-income people and artists, then we do not have to pay back the funds that we receive through all these different financing mechanisms.
Wow. So that's how it works. You don't have to pay it back if you keep it affordable. They're holding you to that.
Exactly.
And the benefit, I'm sure, from the people who raise the money is that this is, you know, helping with the housing problem across the country. You know, you firmly believe that communities thrive when artists are sheltered.
Absolutely. The added plus for getting, you know, 60 or 70 creative people together in a building is that they start working with the community around them through education programs, but also by attracting economic development. So it really changes the community around it. So we have a permanent space that's permanently affordable for creativity.
That's Kelly Lindquist, president of the nonprofit artist housing developer ArtSpace. Kelly, thank you.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure talking to you.